Upgrades in treatment technology are needed to meet EPA standards, says Sharon Rivard, an engineer with the state's Department of Environmental Resources.
The bulk of it, there's a lot of treatment plants that need upgrades in their treatment, going to advanced treatment. That's over $600 million of the total. Correction of combined sewer overflows, that's about another $600 million.
The reported needs for wastewater infrastructure investment are up nearly 50% since the last survey in 2008. That's not including the expected increase in operation costs that will come with working with new treatment technology. DES is pushing for the state legislature to reinstate the state grants to help municipalities pay for the improvements. Governor Hassan's proposed budget includes an additional $3 million in grants. For NHPR News, I'm Ryan Lessard.